The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Survey results show impact of MS in all aspects of life. Multiple sclerosis affects all aspects of life, from physical and mental health to relationships, and from work and finances to hobbies and holidays, according to results from an online survey conducted by the UK's MS Trust. Most respondents said they wanted more support to manage their fatigue, improve their emotional well-being and cognitive function, and to help other people understand MS. These findings, highlighting the everyday struggles of people with MS in the UK and their support needs, were detailed in the report, Life-Changing: The Hopes and Fears of the MS Community in 2022. In its announcement, the MS Trust stated that the report was released as part of its initiatives during this MS Awareness Week, April 25th to May 1st, and that the results emphasize the importance of our ongoing campaign to secure accessible care for people living with multiple sclerosis. The survey was developed with help from people living with MS through three online focus groups involving 13 MS patients and was focused on the disease's impact on their lives. Patients had different types of MS, distinct backgrounds, and different life experiences. After validation, the Trust shared the survey with MS patients across the UK via its mailing list and social media channels. From February 11th to March 7th, 718 MS patients completed the survey. Most were female, 30 to 60 years old, from England, and diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS. Half of the respondents had received their diagnosis before 2015. And two-thirds experienced symptoms for more than a year before being diagnosed. Survey findings showed that MS had changed the lives of 95% of responders. The condition moderately to severely affected patients' ability to complete daily tasks, such as eating and dressing in 43% of participants, and to live independently in 40%. Fatigue was the most common reported physical symptom of MS, 96%, followed by altered skin sensations, such as tingling, burning, numbness, 94%, and balance issues, 93%. Among cognitive symptoms, most patients reported mental fatigue, 92%, and concentration and memory problems, 86%. The condition affected mental health or emotional well-being in 94% of patients, with anxiety being reported by 87% of responders, mood swings by 81%, and depression by 78%. For 9 in 10 patients, MS had affected their self-esteem. Two-thirds of patients said MS had affected their identity, and nearly 2 in 5 responders admitted having had suicidal thoughts. In addition, the disease affected the work and career of 88% of patients. A little more than one-third reported having given up work or medically retiring. 29% reduced their responsibilities or hours at work, and 16% had changed their career due to MS. This resulted in the reduction or loss of income for 39% of patients, and 70% of responders reported their MS had affected their overall financial status. Many people with MS are struggling with the double whammy of a reduced income at the same time they are facing increased costs because of their MS, the MS Trust stated in its report, adding that patients were worried about increasing costs in the future and making their finances last. One-fifth of responders also reported they had experienced an unsupportive workplace. In about three-quarters of patients, living with MS affected their relationship with loved ones and friends, as well as their sexual relationships. Nearly two-thirds admitted having become more reliant on a partner, friend, or family member, and 14% had ended a relationship with a partner because of the disease's impact. About 90% of respondents said the disease affected their hobbies and pastimes, with more than 75% reporting having reduced or stopped such activities, and 56% being unable to partake in activities they once enjoyed. About half of the patients said their plans for the future had changed because of MS, most commonly regarding work and career, but also travel, holiday, and retirement plans. Many patients were worried about the future impact of their MS on loved ones, especially partners and children, and fearful that they would not have the support they needed in the future, including medical and social care support, particularly if something were to happen to their current carer, the MS Trust stated. Despite MS's overall negative impact on people's lives, many patients were not receiving the support they needed, with 88% of them reporting they feel unable to cope with their MS, some or all of the time. Nearly two-thirds of respondents to the online survey stated they needed more support managing their fatigue. 45% wanted more help with managing their mood or emotions, and another 45% with the cognitive impact of MS. Half of the patients also wanted more support to help other people understand MS, because the invisible nature of many MS symptoms can make the impact hard to communicate to others, even family members or work colleagues, the MS Trust stated. Notably, the impact of MS was not always negative, with nearly three-quarters of patients reporting a greater appreciation of the positive aspects of their lives, and some having taken up new hobbies or made new friends as a result of their MS. The MS Trust believes that there is more that can and should be done for people with MS, and we will listen to what people with MS have told us and encourage other agencies to look at where they can make changes to their services to benefit people living with MS, the MS Trust stated. Also, employers should have advice on how to best support employees with MS and consider the impact of their working practices to ensure that the workplace is truly accessible, the MS Trust added. The MS Trust plans to reinforce their resources around areas that are priorities for MS patients and continue to train and support MS specialist nurses to improve MS services, which have been overstretched across the UK, particularly after 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. We continue to run our information service, which provides a lifeline for people dealing with the complex issues associated with MS when they are unable to access other specialist support, the MS Trust stated in its announcement. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, PhD, on April 29, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on April 29, 2022. Remembering my first MS symptom. What was your first MS symptom? Mine? The one that made me realize something was really wrong was my inability to squeeze the toothpaste tube with my left hand one morning. Of course, there were earlier hints of trouble. I was unusually tired while attending a business conference. On the flight home from that conference, I felt spacey. There's no other way to describe it. Another time, I accidentally drove through a red light because my peripheral vision suddenly narrowed and I failed to see the traffic signal to my right. My wife made fun of me for complaining my legs were getting tired after only a couple of runs down an easy ski slope. One day she accidentally tapped my left foot and it began to shake. It was clonus, another MS symptom. I didn't know that, but my wife, a physical therapist, did. I saw a doctor, and when she tapped my left knee with a rubber reflex hammer, my legs shot out so fast and so far that I kicked her in the stomach. But it was my weak left hand that bothered me the most. I knew, after trying to ignore things, that I wouldn't be able to squeeze this toothpaste back into the tube. That was in 1979. I was diagnosed in August 1980. A lot of symptoms on my chart. Since my diagnosis, I've lived with a medical chart full of symptoms, as most of us do. The most debilitating has been my left foot drop and my general leg weakness. It's hard to walk more than about 100 steps, even using two canes and a Bioness L300 Go functional electronic stimulator. Other symptoms include fatigue, heat sensitivity, spasticity, restless legs in bed, and bowel and bladder problems. Oh, of course, there's also cog fog. I almost forgot. My bladder and bowels have improved over the last few years, as has my fatigue. My vision problem only occurred that one time, and my weak left hand returned to normal after my first infusion of the steroid Solumedrol. Your symptoms may vary. I'm revisiting these symptoms because of a project recently started by my friend and former MS News Today columnist, Laura Koloskowski. Mara has begun producing the podcast, MS Diagnosis Journey. It's a series of short chats with people with MS about how they discovered their illness, the diagnostic tests they took, their experience with neurologists, and the like. It's all information that's likely to be especially interesting and useful to MS newbies. The podcast can be found on all the major podcast platforms, or you can search MS Diagnosis Journey Podcast to listen via a website. I expect my interview to be available on May 12th. I also just discovered an A to Z listing of MS symptoms in the latest issue of Momentum, the National MS Society's magazine and blog. The story includes 23 symptoms, such as fatigue, the MS hug, and kissing issues. The letters X, Y, and Z are rolled into a Ways to Live Well lump. It's an interesting read. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.